I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are always happy to welcome back to our studios a local singer-songwriter, Sarah Thompson. Welcome, Sarah.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Christine.
And I always feel like I should add many more things after that. You're an activist. You lead the Echoes of Peace Choir. You do so many things in the community, which is so wonderful. So you have a new CD out called Somewhere to Begin, and the show for that is coming up Saturday. This Saturday, February 8th at 7:30 p.m. at Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth. Is it just you?
Yeah. Well, it will be me, but many of the musicians that have recorded so on the CD. So Aaron Aldridge plays violin, as well as Rachel Nelson and Gene Kaczynski on drums, Ryan Frain piano, John Threen bass, trying to think, Lance Ricard playing banjo and dobro. So almost all the musicians will be able to be there as well, which is exciting for me. And Paula, my partner Paula, will be singing harmony. Mm-hmm. So, yes, yep.
Wonderful. Well, let's get started with a song, and then we'll come back and talk about, you've been up to a lot of exciting things since the last time you were here, including making this album. So we'll talk about that. But what do you want to start with?
I'll maybe start with the song called The Good News. And it was one that I actually sang it at my last release concert. So it's that old since, not that that's that old, but 6 years ago was Everything Changes. And I had just written this song, and it's about a church shooting in Knoxville, Tennessee that happened in 2008. And kind of combined, it tells that story, which was a gunman coming in with a gun in a guitar case on a Sunday morning and opened fire on this congregation and targeting them for their acceptance of GLBT folks as well as people of color, and so this whole mix of things. But then also another story in the song is a review in the DNT or a letter to the editor that was about how the gospel can change the lives of GLBT folks. So I wrote this, I put those things together, kind of ended up in this song called The Good News. So I'll start off with that one. Oh, the gospel, the good news, walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. Somebody hungry, getting food on their plate. Pray for those who put you down, love the ones you hate. Oh, love the ones you hate. Down in Knoxville, Tennessee, Sunday morning sanctuary, a man pulls out a loaded gun from a guitar case, bullets fly in the sacred space. Oh, blood on lace, a weapon of hate in a masquerade as an instrument of song and praise. Played on a Sunday morning in a house of grace. And the children were singing, the sun will come out tomorrow, shine its light, clear away the sorrow. But memories you cannot chase away. Open fire on that day of the children's play. And oh, the gospel,
good news, walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. Somebody bound in chains, set them free. Look out for the last and the least. Love your enemy. Oh, love your enemy. Where you can open up the holy book, pick out a phrase like lifting a loaded gun from a guitar case. Pull on the trigger, the scripture flies. Somebody nods their head, somebody dies. Oh, somebody cries. Bullets fly, all dressed up in disguise, as a word of love and life from the giver of our days. Another heart shot down in a house of grace. And the children are singing, this little light of mine, hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. And silently comes a shadow of, somebody dims their light, another lamp goes out. And oh, the gospel, the good news, walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. Somebody thirsty, get them water to drink. Pray for those so sure they know just what the good Lord thinks. Oh, what the good Lord thinks. Pray for those so sure they know just what the good Lord thinks.
That is Sarah Thompson with the good news from her new album, Somewhere to Begin. And you recorded this album, as some of your previous ones, at Sacred Heart with Eric Swanson, right?
Yep, Sacred Heart with Eric. It's been great working with him, yeah.
Now, what's great about working with Eric?
Our personalities work well together. He's very laid back. He's actually Erin Aldrich, who's also on the CDs, is working on her own CD project. She calls him the paranoid violin horse. No, like the wait. How
whisperer?
Did that go? Whisperer,
something
like
whisperer?
The horse whisperer. But so he's just good at like making it low key in this sort of simulated situation. So it really. I mean, it's just, and he's good. He's really good at what he does. So, but that laid back piece is helpful for putting your stuff out there, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's great being in Sacred Heart. That space is a beautiful place to sing in. So
now, you were actually talking about this album, and you even had the name for it. The last time you were here, you and Paula were here talking about the Winter album that you put out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So this has been a little while in the works, it sounds
like. Yes, yeah. This started even as I was working on the Three Altos One Voice, which was in 2010, and then the Winter CD, which was last December 2012. So this has kind of been in the work for 6 years. As I worked on those other CDs, I was plugging along on this, so it's nice to have it come to completion.
And you mentioned that song that you just performed is one that was around 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And back the last time we talked, you said that kind of the theme of this one was gathering some of your socially conscious kind of material.
Yeah, right.
And I think since you started working on this, you had gone to Rania with the Echoes of Peace Choir, right? So I'm assuming that did new material enter after that trip? And tell people about Rania who might not know about it.
Well, last March, there was a delegation of 22 folks from Duluth and the area that went to Rania, Iraqi Kurdistan, as part of Echoes of Peace singing delegation to continue the friendship, sort of sister city relationship that's been forming between Duluth and the city of Rania. There's been two delegations from Rania, folks that have come, and now this was the third delegation from Duluth and the first arts sort of delegation, so the first time a singing group, and this large of a group, 22 folks, went, and it was just
your first visit?
And it was my first visit. Yeah, there was a couple people on the trip who had been before, but otherwise it was everyone's first time visiting there. And we were there for a week and traveled to three different cities, so Rania as well as the city of Halabja and the city of Soleimania. Actually, in another and Erbil, so we were in a few different cities. They wanted to give us a sense of the whole Iraqi Kurdistan, the northern part of Iraq, and it was also on the anniversary of the bombing of the city of Halabja, which was one of the places we visited. It had been bombed by Saddam's Ba'ath regime with chemical weapons in 25 years ago, and we were there like just days after this huge commemoration of that anniversary. And so one of the things on this album is a song that came out of that experience and is very specific to that event of the bombing of Halabja. We met a poet the very last night. We were all getting ready to be taken off in the bus to the airport, and one of our hosts introduced me to this poet. He said he's written a poem about Halabja. We want to share it with you in case it inspires a song. And so I took that home with me, and of course all the stories we'd heard along the way, but that was particularly poignant, and so I did write a song based on that poem, inspired by his poem. And on the CD we actually have him reading it. I took out my phone. I said, will you say it again so I can have just the sound of his voice speaking in Kurdish, the poem that he wrote to help with the writing of the song. I wanted to just have that. And then got his permission as we were working on the CD to actually include that in the recording. So it's prefaced by him reading it, and then this song follows. So that's one of the more new songs on the album. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just completed a few months ago.
Now, the choir performed over there.
Yes.
And you also, I believe you learned a song.
We did.
In Kurdish?
Yes.
And how did you select that song? And tell me about that experience.
Yeah. Well, it was a back and forth with the organizers there to kind of, you know, they sent me, I said, what song might be good for us to learn? Send me some suggestions. I said, it would need to not be too wordy. Something we could tackle with, you know. So it was this song. It's basically, I Love You, My Country. And it's a patriotic song about, or matriotic, about love of the motherland, really, the love of the homeland. The word Nishtiman is in the song, and Nishtiman means homeland. And it was also the name of one of our co-hosts, one of the only women leaders that was hosted us there, and her name was Nishtiman, which means homeland. And so we did. We learned this Khoshim away walatakum, Khoshim away walatakum, Gangewa awatakum, awatakum. And we got lots of coaching, which I probably still need on our Kurdish. But that was the favorite part of every performance, was when we performed that song in our halting Kurdish, but it was it, and when we would, you know, be in the traveling in different places, if we broke out with that song, it just brought such meaning and joy to people's faces, that we took the time to learn to learn a song in their language. And so that was very rewarding. Yeah.
Now, did you get to experience any of their music while you were there?
We did. Yeah, we were there during their like biggest spring festival of the year, Newroz, and so there was when people like are it's like 4th of July here where there's picnics everywhere in the parks, and so during that time we had dancing and different singers played and sang for us, and so we got to just sit back and soak in. Well, not sit back, because we were of course pulled into to dance as well. It's a very communal circle dance that they would everyone could be a part of, and so we did get to hear them sing and perform as well, and sing with. On the buses, they'd be teaching us songs, and so it was a good exchange of friendship through music. It was pretty powerful.
It sounds like a lovely experience.
Yeah.
Now, I know you've traveled to Israel before. Have you done any other kinds of trips like that?
Well, I'm trying to think. I've traveled to other places in Europe, but I'm trying to think of like music very specific. I mean, Ireland. I got to sing at a little pub in Ireland and a few different places there. That's been a highlight. I have a little bit of that heritage in me, and so that was exciting. Got to travel to one of the songs is actually about a trip I took to Denmark, which wasn't for music. It was with my mom and dad and youngest sister, and we met my dad's first cousins for the first time in his life, so our Danish side of the family relatives, and it was such a profound experience as well. So one of the songs on the CD, Amber Stone, is about that experience.
Oh,
so
nice.
You
know, I'm curious about your family too, and is that where this activism came from? Was that present in your family when you were growing up?
You know, probably not in the same way that I see myself maybe doing it now, but what was present was this absolute like everyone's important. Like, my mother was a school teacher, and she knew everybody, and the janitors she treated with as much respect as the principal. You know, she just, everybody was important and mattered. And so I think it's that kind of thing that got instilled in me from a young child, was that there's nobody outside of the circle of who's important and who matters. So, I think the way it... I do activism might be sometimes surprising to them, but at the same time it springs from that, from them as well. Yeah, so they've been very supportive.
Well, let's hear another song and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more.
Well, maybe I'll do that. I'll do the Amber Stone song about my great, or about not so, he wasn't my great grandfather, my grandfather. So. My father's father left home a young Danish lad to cross o'er the ocean to a distant land. Bidding family farewell, the tears fell at the door, leaving all that he loved, sea and the shore. There are things you can't hold, but the heart always carries, that can only be told through the tales of fairies, to the voices of old, to the young and the merry. Lift the glass high till we all meet again by and by. Smile, cry, and grieve.
There are things you can't hold, but the heart always carries, that can only be told through the tales of fairies, to the voices of old, to the young and the merry. Lift the glass high till we all meet again by and by. And time passes by. Dreams are lost, get pushed aside.
Sarah Thompson, live from Studio A, and that was Amber Stone from her new album, Somewhere to Begin. And how long ago was that trip to Denmark?
That was 2006, okay. I think. Yeah. Or 2009. Oh, 2009. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, so not terribly long ago.
Yeah. No, it was pretty recent. We're still in touch with the relatives we met there.
Wonderful.
Via Facebook, it's been kind of fun for that reason to be able to remain connected through that medium. So it's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you did that one, because family is definitely another strong thread that has kind of gone through your work.
Mm-hmm.
I've always enjoyed those songs. I Remember These, I think, is one of my favorites. Is that what it's called?
Yep, yeah. I Remember These.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, my grandmother is... on my mother's side is kind of the inspiration of that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you have the Ballad of Molly Ivins on here, which looks like it must have been written shortly after she died. And Molly Ivins was just a wonderful Texas columnist, journalist.
Yes.
And, you know, in case you don't think there are any liberals in Texas other than Willie Nelson, Molly definitely would prove you wrong.
Yes.
So what inspired you to write that tune?
Well, it actually came up because a woman called me who was part of the organizing this event that was taking place a year after Molly had died. It was in you know, to remember her and to sort of keep. It was right in the midst of the Iraq war, and this woman had lost her son in the war, and so really appreciated Molly Ivan's call to end that war and all how she spoke out about it. And so anyway, part of this event was this contest, songwriting contest. They wanted to encourage people to write a song about Ballad of Molly Ivins, or a song about Molly Ivins. And so, and they weren't getting a lot of submissions. And this woman knew my work through having heard it on the radio or something, and had contacted me, said, "Would you consider writing a song for this?" And, you know, I often, or not, you know, not often, but occasionally do get requests, you know, "Would you write a song about this or that?" And I was so, I mean, I knew of Molly through her writings, and, but it came, and I did much listening and looking up of her speaking on YouTube, and I was so inspired myself that I did decide to write the song. It just sort of came easily. And, so that was the inspiration for that, was and her words and her writings really are what are featured in that song.
So how is it different when the idea for a song springs just from you and you're you're inspired that way? How is it different writing a song when you're kind of writing to somebody else's specifications? How does that work as a songwriter?
Right. Well, and this one, it was very much, I was compelled by it, so, and if there wasn't that compelling piece, I wouldn't probably have come to the point of writing the song. But what compelled me about her life was, and what I tried to put into this song was that the road, the working on all these different issues for justice, we have to take time to have joy and fun in the midst of that, because it's something we'll be doing our whole lives. You know, there's always going to be something. And so to give in to the despair is like, have fun while you're doing this. Try to make that happen, even when it seems hard to do, because we need to in order to keep on the journey. So I was so inspired by her sort of outspokenness and her, you know, clever jokes that she would play, that's what spoke to me, was that she included, you got to have joy and fun in the midst of the stuff that's often about hard issues. So that is what spoke to me, and about writing then the ballad of Molly Ivins. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I enjoy that one. She just was such a charismatic and irreverent presence, and,
yes,
who we lost too soon.
Yes.
So the rest of the album, how many of them kind of go back a little bit farther, and how many of them are newer?
Yeah.
And which ones?
It's a bit of a mix that kind of are spaced out over these six years. So one sort of came maybe midway, was this Between the Clotheslines song, which was... again, was part of an event that happened locally to raise awareness about, you know, the 60 million Americans who are not allowed to dry their clothes on the line. So there was an environmental group that pulled together this very fun, again, and this makes me think of what Molly Ivins would do, but to sort of take this and be playful with an issue, but that you know, brings to mind some bigger questions about why, if it's saving, you know, energy, and why can we not dry our clothes on the line. So there was this fun event at Red Mug where photographs people exhibited and poems were shared, and I wrote this song called Between the Clotheslines. It was speaking to the, so it's a playful sort of country waltz tune that is on the CD as well. So that was, you know, a little more recent than some of the far back ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to ask you, because Echoes of Peace recently, you were having a practice the evening of the day that Pete Seeger's death was announced, and you guys kind of turned it into an impromptu celebration of his life. Is he somebody whose work influenced you? Or?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, his just the way he lived his life, and I mean, it's a testament to the power of song and remaining true to your convictions. I'm just so inspired by, I mean, I've read many of books of his things he's written, as well as books people have written about him. And it's just so inspiring to see all that he did in his long life. That was I was always connected with music in some ways, but it was also him standing firm to his convictions throughout, and also just being this really down-to-earth, humble guy that just was trying to do the right thing and make, you know, the earth a better place and get people singing. He's an inspiration for the way he would just get a whole crowd together in moments, have them singing. So yeah, he will be missed by so many. And that night, it just seemed we should just open it up to the community to have a community sing and remember him through song. So yeah.
Oh, and yes. I'm sure people really appreciated that opportunity, because when somebody like that, who is so I don't know what the word is, legendary or whatever, but it means so much to so many people, they want some kind of way to share that loss with others. And so it's nice that you were able to give them a chance to do that.
And there was 100 people there that night that in this impromptu gathering. So it was good to just come together and sing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any other songs on the album that you wanted to talk about? Or Precious Water? Now, that was one that you did for the mining issue.
Yeah.
Was that one that you were asked to write as well?
A friend who was also very involved with that particular issue said, it was one of those being approached to say, could you write a song that would help with this issue? And so, yeah, I sat down and just tried in song form to kind of lay out some of the issues with that mine, the Polymet mine that's being proposed up near close to the Boundary Waters. So that, and in the Duluth News Tribune, they have, there was a review, and in the Best Bets Wave section, there's a link, at least online, to hear that song, and people can even download it from that link. So, that was very specific to a specific issue. And also Winona LaDuke will be speaking to that issue 6 o'clock tomorrow. No, same night as my CD release, February 8th at College of St. Scholastica. So another place for people to, you know, hear and get informed about that issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have time for one more song. What do you want to finish up with?
Well, maybe I'll do the Between the Clothesline, a little lighter fare.
Feel the warm sunshine, everything's fine. Breezes are blowing, sheets on the line, shirt tails flapping and flying. We're laughing and crying, telling stories that only get told between the clotheslines. All the flags in the world cannot compare to the beauty there. Every color and style dance for a while aloft in the air. So if you're not free, your flannel to fly, pick up your pin, lift your lines high, celebrate all your clothes on the line, and don't pay the fine. If you choose the sunshine to dry your nightgown, they say property value is sure to drop down. I've traveled this whole world around. I never have found any land where the laundry line didn't light up the town. shirt tails flapping and flying, people laughing and crying, telling stories that only get told between the clotheslines. All the flags in the world cannot compare to the beauty there. Every color and style dance for a while aloft in the air. So if you're not free, your flannel to fly, pick up your pins, lift your lines high, celebrate all your clothes on the line, and don't pay the fine. Everything's fine, we're dancing in time with our sheets on the line.
Sarah Thompson, live from Studio A. That is a fun one. Between the Clotheslines. I can't believe there are places where you can't do that. How silly. How very silly.
I know it.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you, Christine.
And again, she has a CD release show for this new one, Somewhere to Begin, coming up this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth. And I also wanted to ask you about the title of the album. What inspired that?
Yeah, well, it's from one of the songs on the CD, which is called Somewhere to Begin, written by a fellow, T.R. Ritchie, who I learned, like, Pete Seeger died on Monday and T.R. died that following Wednesday. He's a songwriter out in Bellingham, Washington, and has done, kind of has a Bob Dylan-esque sort of style and voice. And anyway, so that song has inspired me because it just talks about, you know, even, isn't it crazy to try and sing about issues that seem hopeless, and yet a song is somewhere to begin, is sort of the inspiration of that. So to T.R., who wrote a great song and has passed on from us, and to Pete Seeger as well, who is, they can now inspire us from the great beyond, but that's where that title came from, to begin.
Well, and sometimes that's all people need, you know. You do feel helpless, and somebody just has to say, well, it's a start, you know.
Yep, it's a place to start. Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cameron Flackney. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.